strap on your tool belts and grab a cup of coffee. It's time for My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
It's just a lovely evening in our backyard.
Sitting here by our logalabra, being romantically lit.
Oh, does anybody know what a logalabra is? It's this thing. My husband chainsawed this from the tree he cut down like a month ago, a tree that had berries. And all of like our family and friends were annoyed by us because we, like, the berries would get smushed in our driveway, smushed by their feet. Their feet would smush them into their cars. And they were like,
I say, hey, you don't like my mulberries? Make jam.
But you know what? You totally could make jam.
Sweep my driveway. Actually, and make some mulberry jam.
A couple of our friends would eat them.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
I don't know, but that's not what we're talking about today. We're not talking about smushing fruit. We're talking about chopping fruit. We're talking about exploding vegetables. We're talking about...
I was going to make that same segue. We're talking about steel on gourds.
Steel on gourds?
Yes, decorating our pumpkins. Using tools to make our pumpkins.
Religion! Well, I also brought some of my special tools, too, that aren't exactly... deal. But hey, Anitra, what's you going on, girl? Come in and join us. Let's talk about stuff. I want to know how you're doing. I like that you're rocking your glasses. Are you at home?
Yeah.
Do you have enough pillows? Could you?
I have a problem. Yeah,
I like pillows too. Pillows are cool. Pillows are fun. Pillows, they're like, they're like stuffed animals for grown-up girls. They totally are. That's okay, right? So what have you been up to lately? How are you getting ready for, like, you know, all your fall festivities and Halloween?
I've actually been really busy the past couple months. So this is the first week where things have slowed down and I can actually get ready for our big trip to Salem. We go home with my family here for Halloween.
Salem, Massachusetts?
Yeah.
You're not
whoa. What do you do there? Do you dress up?
Let me I want to spend time on this. I'm somewhere between bewitched and something else that rhymes with that. I mean, you're gonna be out there like pilloried in the stuff, in the stocks, like a pilgrim.
It's fun. It's like Mardi Gras. It's Halloween Mardi Gras, and the entire month is crazy. We all meet up there every year, and we pumpkin beer and pumpkin lattes, and we ride Segways.
question. So Halloween, I was saying this just yesterday, that, you know, I was trying to find a Mary Poppins costume, and they make the sexy Mary Poppins, which they shouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you're in Salem, do they make, like, the sexy, like, what's that thing called you put your arms in? What is this happening?
The stockade.
Yeah, do they make a sexy one?
No, it's not sexy.
It's not sexy to be pilloried.
I've actually been in it because I wanted to see what it felt like. It's really uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
Oh, is that right? That yes. Penal device not to use... the double entendre of penal, but I will. Kentucky Fried Movie. Are you aware of the penal codes in this state?
I'm so glad you laugh at yourself so much. You're like a party in your own pants.
Let's talk about it. We're talking about nasty witch costumes. And by nasty, I mean sensational. Do you have the bewitched hat that you go there with? Because that's what everybody thinks a witch is, right?
Yeah, you know... It's fun because you see so many kids, you know, everyone's dressed up. There's the Strega Nona who does like the big Halloween thing every year. She kind of closes out Samhain and thing to watch. It's fun. Everyone's dressed up, you know, so you're automatically in costume. You're ready for a party. I think that's what makes it so fun, you know.
What's a Strega Hena?
A Strega Nona. A Strega.
Don't correct me. I'm the host.
I forget that I'm Italian and people don't know this stuff. No, so Vega is an Italian witch, and there's this, and you can't miss her. She's walking around, and she's covered in jewelry. She's got, like, her jewelry and her grandmother's jewelry and her great-grandmother's jewelry, like, every finger and weighed down with all of this jewelry. And she's walking around town with her dyed black hair, and she's so freaking cool, man. And she's kind of like the head witch of Salem.
Ooh.
Oh, like the grand poobah of the New Orleans parade. Same guy.
Yeah, it's so there's kind of a head witch, which there are names for that, but we'll just call her the, you know.
Let's call her Stregahena.
Streganona. Like Cartagena? Are we doing Jewel of the Nile here?
Yeah, no, seriously, it's like the news when they, you know, the guy's reading. And then today in Nicaragua. You know, they don't say Nicaragua that way, or Tour de France. All of a sudden, they become Pierre L'Enfant. You know what I mean? And today, Lance Armstrong's title is taken away from the Tour de France. Next, I'll speak like I'm from Ohio.
Oh, dear. That's a very nice story.
I seen you in real life.
I saw your dog. What's your dog's name?
Shiloh and Buddy Love are going to be running around.
I love them.
And they're all, my whole house is filled with rescues. In fact, the kitty's probably like hanging out in a chair over there, my black kitty.
Aww.
So
I'm petting the cat.
Yeah, he's my knight in shining armor. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not in this conversation. I left for a while. When it steers back away from cats, I'll come back in.
That's because you had a thinking dog. They're cool.
Cats are awesome, Mark.
My wife's cats love her.
Dude, you belt kitty. Get a little my fix it up kitty.
That would be awesome. He actually named one of our cats because he was left home alone with them when they were kittens, and we didn't have a name for her yet. And so when I came back, he was like, I named her. Her name's Spotface because she's a spot on her face. And I was like, oh, okay, we'll go with that then. But very literal.
You're creative.
Yes, very creative.
People say that about me, Anitra Mekadon from the DIY Network.
Yes. So, okay, so we want to light our pump. Do you want to do it, honey? Do you want to light the flaming pumpkin?
Yeah.
We're going to light some flaming pumpkins. Do you know about flaming pumpkins?
I think I may have seen a clip of your video. Have you already torched a pumpkin?
Yeah.
So, Anitra, what do you get when you cross flammable liquid?
Uh-huh.
Fire. A pumpkin. And joy roll.
Toilet paper.
That's toilet paper.
Pumpkin on flambé.
Yeah, fucking flambé.
Let's flame them. They're right over there. Okay.
One moment, please.
Yeah, so hey, maybe Tara could get a close up on that one.
Maybe we could get producer of awesomeness.
Where are you? Let me put you in the seat. How do I get you in the seat, girl?
She's gonna shoot this, so we have it.
Go
all live.
Go get your toilet paper.
I'm ready.
Go get it.
Okay, I've got it. It's there.
Oh, you're just a lazy little man. The reason why we do the flaming pumpkin because our 7-year-old found a YouTube video, and he came to me and he's like, "We have to do this," and he got a roll of toilet paper, and so he got a roll of toilet paper, and he was like, "I'm ready to go," because we had a pumpkin, and I'm like, well, we need to have, there's us down there.
Yeah, that's me. I got to get in my scene. See, stand by. This is like the Colbert Report.
It's totally the exact same thing.
I'm on the streets of Benghazi right now.
Yeah, he is. Totally. He's going to go to like another country to do the flaming pumpkin.
You.
Okay,
step
one. Yeah. So he found this video and he told me that we needed to do it. We didn't have we didn't have the stuff to light it. It's like, we have to wait till daddy gets home.
Yeah.
And so it's supposed to, when you light it, if you put in enough stuff on it, it's supposed to flame for 2 hours. So Mark is taking off the lid that we carved those pumpkins. And then he's putting in his toilet paper because he doesn't need it. Like, he uses it in the bathroom anyway.
Guys, come here.
This is a really easy recipe. You guys, you doggies can do this too at home.
Even a cat can do it.
Even a cat can do it. You get your parents' permission, but do it outside so that this is not an inside project.
Got to give the guy credit.
How much of that are you pouring in?
He used the metric system, DaveHacks.com. So since I don't know what that is, I'm using a liberal amount.
Liberal amount of what?
Kerosene.
Oh, I think you should put more kerosene in it. How much did he say that we should? So our son Jack is like, he talks about these YouTubers all the time. And he wants, our son wants to be a YouTuber. Isn't that adorable?
I like to put the fuel reservoir far away from the open flame. But this lights slowly. It's a slow burning fuel.
This is actually something that if you don't have a fire pit or something, and you want to do it, like drink some beers in your yard at Halloween or this time of year, you could totally do this and sit around your flaming pumpkin. Get somebody with an acoustic guitar like Tim Williams, come out, play some tunes, drink some beers, flame your pumpkins, do a dance.
I'm a natural-born idiot, though, and inclined to use gasoline or something hyper-flammable. The Darwin Awards repeat. I'm going back into the main scene.
That's great.
Hi, darling.
Unless you want to do some...
Those are beautiful.
Let's check them out.
Yeah, they totally are. Look at this flame.
That's insane.
Yeah, yeah. So you only need a couple of things and you can make your own flaming pumpkin. But don't do it inside or near your house because look how high those flames are.
See, that's like... when you do it right. That's what I'm saying.
Who's standing by with a little
tangled up?
What's that?
Anyone standing by with a little, you know, what is that thing called?
I feel like I've just been made fun of.
Sure, I could not think of the name.
It's a dopahena.
Dude, that looks like it's about 5 feet tall, that flame.
Oh, it's at least
3. Yeah.
At least 25 feet tall.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Look how easy it was to do too. Seriously. It's really cool. So we actually, I used a drill to make the holes, the polka dots in my pumpkin. And that's super fun to do. We have it set up. We're going to actually do some of that in just a little bit too. So how do you do your pumpkins? Like when you're doing a jack-o'-lantern, how do you roll?
You know what? I've got a... which totally comes in handy. Do you ever your Dremel to cut through?
No, I haven't used a Dremel to do a pumpkin before.
Super simple, because they're you can get the time, you know, so like you could really kind of get the detail work. But I'm one of those old chicks. I like to hack at it with a I like to hack at it. You know, like I purposely like when my letters are jacked up and the faces are
where do you get your language?
Like on the outside, Anitra looks like this really sweet girl. Like she could be a Disney princess, you know?
Well, she is. She's a princess.
But on the inside, she's like, yo, I'm going to be taking my pumpkin and I'm going to be doing some stuff to it, guys. What?
I like that. It's old school. It reminds me of being a kid, you know? I like when they're a little kind of janky.
No one knows what janky means.
I do! Janky, it means a little funky, a little, like, not quite exactly.
I know what it means. I'm just having a good time.
Paint my pumpkin. I'm weird.
You paint your pumpkin.
Yes, I like the paint.
Yes, I do too. Oh my gosh. So That's I really was just good. Playing with some paint just a second ago. I'll be right back.
Yes.
Don't hesitate to leave me here.
Here's what I say though. Your wife, the whole using the drill thing, that's way cool. It has that word effect.
Yeah.
It's so easy to do that even if you're not an artist, you could totally pull off like some cool designs with just a couple of drill bits.
Oh yeah. And you know what was fun too? When you put the drill in there, like pumpkin came flying out. It was awesome.
Here, honey. These are like remote controls. the pumpkin hats.
Like Atari.
Yeah.
Look at how sparkly that
is. I'm totally going to win this game. Oh, yeah. So I painted that with chalkboard paint just to see, and then threw glitter on it while it was drying. And it totally just, there you go.
It rains happiness.
But you know what? Playing around with cutoffs, you know, I do that with wood too, just to see like paint techniques and all kinds of stuff. And why not play around with your gourd cutoffs, right?
And
that sounds creepy.
Something about like a hot pink pumpkin that just kind of melts my heart, you know, or.
Yes. A hot pink pumpkin. And then they do like little red stripes or something, like little thin stripes, and then to accentuate its curves.
The fish pumpkin.
Oh. What's that?
Do the fish net pumpkin. You put a fish net on your pumpkin. I'm just saying.
See, sexy pumpkin. Everything is sexy at Halloween. Even a pumpkin be sexy.
Retta Kahad? Reddick chat? I can't really read that. Everyone needs to get a Twitter handle that I can read. Okay? Yeah. They've got to make some semblance.
Like their Twitter handle is like A or B or C.
Yeah.
Well, once they get through the alphabet, we're all just having a lot of trouble.
But can someone give me an idea about my pumpkin is what Retta is asking.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Let's bring Retta in. What do you think, Anitra?
Bring Retta.
She wants to chat with us. Read it. Oh, it's a boy. We totally just messed his name up.
It could be anything. It could be.
I don't know.
Yo, buddy.
Yo, what's up?
Hi.
You're in the pumpkin advice seat. We're here to answer all of your pumpkin decorating ideas and problems.
We got to get your name ironed out.
Sorry for my intervention. So I am just a new one here in this group. So just, so I'm sorry for my my bad language, because I can't speak quickly in English language.
That's fine.
Because I am actually, I am, why do you do us that? Why? Answer Anitra, why? Why you are funny? Why?
Anitra, tell them about the
Anitra, so what's your
tell
question?
Them about the doppelganger.
What's your question, Rita? Because so we can get to somebody else's pumpkin question. Because I'm sure there's a lot of hot pumpkin questions going on.
Well, the problem actually that is that I forgot the question. I forgot my question. I want to ask you a question, but I forgot the question.
Well, I'm going to. We'll bounce you out, and then you can ask if you will bounce you back in when you remember. I'm glad. It's nice seeing you, though.
We'll see you in a bit.
Can you this question, please?
We'll bring you back in when you have your question. Or you can ask it on the side. It's nice seeing you, though. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Rita. So, get your question.
Oh, we lost him. Bye, Rita.
Bye.
And it could be Retta.
Retta Roo.
Could be any number of things.
I don't know. Yeah.
So that's my.
We have trouble pronouncing everything from the head honcho of the witches council to people's names.
Say it again.
Okay, so you're bringing. This is about pumpkin questions. I think your flaming pumpkin is the coolest pumpkin I've ever seen. I'm not going to lie.
That is so sweet. It wasn't even our idea. Our son brought it to us. He's actually the mastermind in our home.
Your son is badass. That's in badassery of pumpkinness. Do you ask me?
Who gets credit for that?
The only thing I've seen with the pumpkin is the pumpkin boat contest they have up in I think Maine, and they grow these giant gourds and they all make boats out of them, and whoever like makes it across wins, but most of the gourds sink. It's really cool.
Wait.
Talk about it. Damned.
All right. I got to get in this because there's in somewhere in Ohio, they have like the largest pumpkin growing contest. I can't remember the town in Ohio, but so people grow them to make boats out of pumpkins as well. Yeah. Who are these people that are devoted to pumpkin growing into boats? Like, is that Is there a name for that profession?
I don't know, but it's so cool.
I think it's called drunk.
Your flaming pumpkin is the second thing I've ever seen done with a pumpkin, because the boat is pretty cool.
I think the boat is, do they like put sails on the pumpkins?
They do everything. And it's funny because you watch some of them go in the water and they instantly sink, you know?
Well, that's because they weigh 600 metric tons. I mean,
does anyone ever try to put little floaties around their pumpkin?
If you put a manhole cover on the water, it's going to sink too.
I think your next challenge, Mark. Your next
challenge. Yeah. I think that is a big challenge. No, I want to see you cut up some pumpkins, though.
Are you?
I can cut up some
pumpkins. Can you cut up some pumpkins?
Got to get producer of awesomeness, Tara, to come back to location.
Oh, so we can watch them cut up pumpkins.
So you can see the action.
So, Anitra, would you like Mark to use the chainsaw?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Not even going to the next tool whatsoever.
Or circular saw.
Oh.
Or both.
Mm.
Think it through. Think it through. This is important.
Is the chainsaw flaming?
No.
I seriously am going to get you a pillow.
Okay. And now, the other thing, too, is I would love to know, my thing is, what kind of style would you like him to be using? Would you like him to have rage? Would you like him to have beauty? Would you like him to have
pumpkin saw massacre?
Pumpkin massacre. Let's go. You do sound like you get in your whole like what, and you just like get.
I actually.
You have to be zen in order to massacre things.
Anitra, I actually.
I don't know any murderers, so I don't know how they get into their thing.
I actually wore my Arborware.
Oh my gosh, he's gonna show you his
work
pants
tonight. Because I knew that, oh, I know. I see it on Twitter. You want to see the other side, don't you?
No. I don't think they want to see the other
side. I wore my Arborware pants because I knew that I was going to be massacred with pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you should go in there like an Italian woman scorn, like that kind of
age. I got you in my way. Come on.
As Mark walks over there, funny story. All of our neighbors are from the same town in Italy called Maida. And some of them, like our neighbors there, right there.
My neighbors.
They don't speak English. No. They say, Marco. Yeah, so they don't speak it. Their children come. We can't hear you. You're not on a microphone over there, babe. Let me move this around so he is, though. Because he wants to talk about his gourding. Can we hear you now, Mark?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear?
Can
you hear?
I bet I need one more. Is this pumpkin fresh? Because Anitra, I've already started this puppy up for you.
The pumpkin's fresh?
Let's see what we can do. That's just for show, right there.
I'm like...
Okay, I'm turning this around. You know why? Because I want to participate and
atta girl.
I think we could get camera on camera action.
Oh, that's hot.
That's some kind of like, I don't know if I've ever heard of that before. I'm sure there's a movie, a film that someone's made. You can see our whole yard.
Now, we don't use chainsaws down towards our. Please don't cut your feet.
So that's my husband right there. And so this is our home. And we have neighbors.
That's great. fantastic.
We have little children neighbors too. Do you think he's a good role model?
Right?
They have questions, Anitra. They have lots and lots of questions. Don't even get into my spear.
So what do you guys do for fun on a random weeknight at your house?
Not this, but I'm a little jealous. I'm not going to lie.
You're jealous that you're not this strange?
Well, I kind of am, you know, Adam's, you know.
I heard that.
Tool of choice is his guitar, so.
Oh.
Different kind of axe, different kind. Okay. What design are you going to go for there?
Yeah, what design are you going for, Mark?
This is a free form, free flow of freeness. A lot of people don't know. It's sort of like the Hudson River School meets Andy Warhol meets I stayed up too late last night.
Oh, and the moon is really pretty. Can you see the moon? I can't even show it. Oh!
And while this is happening, are the pumpkins still flaming?
Are the pumpkins still what?
Flaming in the back.
Oh, God, yes. Let me show you.
Yes. Fantastic.
Aren't they pretty? Oh, yeah, so that one's doing a much better job. You know what I think it is? Is that if you want your pumpkin to flame for a very long time, you probably don't want to put holes in it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think the holes allow a lot of it to escape. So it probably intensifies the flame and you can get a much higher flame.
Is that pumpkin pretty much mush when it's done?
No, actually, this is the second time we've flamed these.
Cool.
I know.
Cool.
Yeah, so
that's.
I guess this is a good after Halloween activity. What do you do with a jack-o'-lantern after trick-or-treat?
Light it on fire.
You finally get the kids stuffed into bed because they're on candy sugar high. And then you go outside with a glass of wine and you flame those pumpkins. Have a little grown-up party.
What is he?
Yeah. I would rock that.
Wait, is that like I just how's that working out for you, Mark?
Oh, he's in like the tool. He's in the zone.
How many pumpkins have you guys gone through already?
He's going at it. And I guarantee you when he's done, he can't hear me. He's going to come and show it to you.
He's in the oscillating.
Like this.
Is he using the oscillating tool right now?
I think he is. He's using, is that a Sonocrafter, honey?
It is.
It's the oscillating tool from Rockwell.
Cool. Very cool.
So over there, I also have my crafty things like feathers and beads and glitter. I wonder if Mark will choose any of those to do as pumpkin.
A pumpkin drag queen. Oh my God. Come on.
A pumpkin drag queen. Oh, Mark, you should put on what's inside the pocket there.
Is it a bra?
Why do you think there's a bra in the pocket?
Wearing a broad apron.
Whenever I wear an apron, I always like to have extra undergarments inside the pockets because you never know what's going to happen in the kitchen.
Yeah, because this is more or less not that much feminine.
That looks really good on you.
Thank you, Anitra. You know what? I'm considering you among my best friends right now. This situation, just ask Caitlyn Jenner. You need some support. You need some love. I don't want to lecture, but this takes some bravery.
Okay, where's your tiara?
Let me get back to my fake masculinity.
He actually got me that little apron because I think the cute little, like the ones are, those are charming. They look like little dresses, those aprons.
I agree.
With the little like flouncies on the bottom.
I
it's polka dot. Honestly, makes me
feel I think I'm on Mark, I'm not gonna lie.
I hear Anitra talking about me and I'm confident it's good news.
She wants you to make a drag pumpkin.
Oh, work on that's design number two.
I don't think he could make one even if he tried.
What's the post
for? What is the post for?
What is the post for?
Look, you guys can't keep up with my art.
I am.
Dude.
By the way, SPAC screws. One of our partners.
Oh my gosh.
Enjoy that.
Does anybody who's watching this see, like, what is going on here? This is crazy. Where is he? Where did he go? Oh my God, is he wearing the pumpkin? No.
I gotta do one more thing.
Is that like a Ninja Turtle face? What is that?
That's what it looks like to me. He doesn't want this done to him. What's he doing?
I think he's showing off for us.
He looks so serious. It's very important work. Making ears. Oh my God, he's eating the pumpkin.
Back.
Well, maybe you'll eat the baked pumpkin that I make for Thanksgiving.
Well, now that I'm really close to being a vegetarian,
I'd like to take the pumpkin and do a whole like veggie thing inside of it. I bake a pumpkin because I'm of the non-meat eating people.
Yum!
My stuff. Pumpkin.
I'm most of the time a tarian too, so.
Are you a vegetarian, Anitra?
Most of the time, vegetarian.
What in the world are you doing? So this is what a carpenter does when he makes pumpkin art. He has to use wood and he has to use screws.
What does everybody out there think he's doing? Because
I don't know, but I see that Justin just joined us.
I'm like getting closer going, what is that down there? What are you doing?
What is that? I have no idea what's going on. I'm gonna, Justin, you wanna come in? I'll let you in because maybe you can help me understand what's happening to I have questions.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Like
am I going to have to make an appointment with a special doctor tomorrow?
What are you doing?
He's like making a tool stew. He's got a chainsaw. He's got a hatchet. He has... It's like a pumpkin in a post. It's a post pumpkin.
I don't... Are you...
Here I come.
Are you skipping? Is he skipping?
Hi, Justin.
Hello. Oh, wow. There's way too much light behind me. Wait a minute.
Oh, I go. Terrible shot. You're not welcome anymore.
I think that somebody from beyond is joining us to save us from whatever that is that you made.
Wait, I'm going to sit on the other side of the table.
What is that, Dolly? That is so great.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's better.
So Justin, this is Anitra above your head.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Lovely, talented and beautiful Anitra.
I've seen you on TV.
You viewed her program on the DIY Network?
Yes, indeed.
She's a very talented young lady.
I agree.
And she asked Mark to make a pumpkin with a chainsaw and make it in a massacre kind of style. And so oh.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Yeah, massacre style.
He screwed a post through the top of it.
Well, that's what you do with a severed head. You mount it on a pike.
Oh, that's like the what's his name?
Yeah.
What's the guy's name? Yeah, but what's Vlad. His real name?
Vlad. Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler. Yes. For all the other girls out there whose husbands and boyfriends are obsessed with the History Channel, we all know that.
That's required reading.
It's required, yes.
Oh, I have another idea.
Oh, good. Because you don't want to gild the lily.
I'm totally fine with you.
Co-host Teresa.
I feel safer over here, actually. Come to think of it.
What do you think?
Pumpkin's doing pretty well behind us. So he's got this happy face on the pumpkin, and I imagine that he's going to change the happy face from being not so happy anymore. Yeah,
that's a masochistic pumpkin, I think.
So as we're waiting for Mark to destroy the happy face.
Oh, you have one on fire. Oh, it's burning much better than it was last night.
I know. We finally figured out. We figured out our technology, and we figured out that we need to put like tons of fluid on it. And there goes. There goes the happy pumpkin. It's like cutting a turkey. I wonder if anyone's ever used a chainsaw on a turkey. There's a YouTube video, I'm sure.
I would not be shocked by that.
Yeah.
Somebody. Saws to cut prosciutto, so yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you use to cut prosciutto?
Yeah. Hard to cut. It's really hard.
Mark, your stool's a little noisy.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark. Do you see the action on the like the gourd guts just spewing out of the gourd?
What is that sound? Are there bones breaking?
Aren't there at your house? You guys aren't breaking bones and bombs and stuff?
Why does he keep pulling wood out to carve pumpkins?
Yeah, that's...
No, but so we were talking about doing these pumpkins, and I brought down feathers and paint and sparkly things and stuff to enhance...
I don't see any of that being incorporated into this pumpkin.
No, I think Mark is just going for, like, he's going for the cutoff pile in our yard. It's either we're going to burn it in the fire or we're going to put it on a pumpkin, apparently.
What about a pumpkin pope? You could make a pumpkin pope.
A pumpkin pope?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that. I have a plush pope. He's bored with me.
I think you'd need two pumpkins for that. One for the head and one for the hat.
He'd probably make the hat out of wood.
Oh, well.
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
He want to fill everyone in on his creative process?
Yeah, Mark has a creative process, and it's all internal right now. I believe he's not describing.
Don't mess with the art.
Okay,
for
so.
Love of God, I mean, we're talking about the Pope here. Have some respect. Man's working. America didn't build itself. It was built by people who could get the job done and not just chit chat. Calm down.
We're gonna.
Is this why Mark is audio only right now?
Yeah, this is why he's audio only right now. Yeah, sorry, dear. We can't see you and your extreme meltdown of pumpkin carving nonsense.
And I'm audio only.
Are you dressing up when you go to Boston?
Yes, I have multiple outfits. I dress a lot.
What are you gonna wear?
Frankenstein.
I can't hear about her fashion.
All right, Mark. We would much rather hear what Anitra is gonna be wearing for Halloween.
Mark.
Yeah, one second.
You can't get a man to stop using his tools, right? Can you ever get a man to stop using his tools?
Justin, what are you gonna be?
I was thinking of Mario. As in Super Mario?
In Mario Brothers?
Yeah.
That's kind of adorable. Are you gonna go like running around and like pretend bopping things with your head?
I do that anyway, so it'll just fit in.
And like you get, is it the star that you get and then you run really fast?
Yeah, I think it is. I have to admit that I'm not a big player of the Super Mario games, but I do see a little, I don't know, resemblance.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. Yeah, I get it. I feel it. I'm down with that.
Also, yeah. I think I might not have to purchase anything to create such a costume.
You need a hat.
Well, yeah, I think I may have, you know, everything I need. The overalls, the red shirt.
Oh, we can spin around, baby.
This is good.
Are you just putting a knee down to relax your
It's a good shot.
Apron action.
Yeah, Justin, you've probably seen my very serious and heavy-handed lectures on tool safety and apparel.
Yeah, I have indeed. And I think that the frills on that are especially good for shedding dust. And exactly. Yeah,
I'm all about practical. Anitra's seen my work at the remodeling show.
Yeah,
she was there with the purple people.
The purple people. We have purple people in our bathroom. Come sit, take a sit.
Yeah, the seat's like being basically wrapped up in a vice. So,
well, I don't know what that's like because I don't do that. So Anitra, what are you wearing on actual Halloween? Like, what is the centerpiece costume of your whole experience?
I'm gonna do a kind of a Frankenbride this year. So.
Oh.
But then I made a giant tutu so I could be a Robin one day, as like Batman Robin. I don't have a Batman, so I'm currently looking for a Batman.
I can't sit there because it's not in the spot.
No, pull it over. Let me get a couch.
So it's a tutu specifically made to be Robin.
Okay, that I get it. I've never gotten anyone to like pair up with me on a costume before. This one won't. He's not a dresser upper.
Not a big fan of the dressing up.
There's a song we use.
I speak.
That's obscene.
Why don't you dress up? What is wrong with you?
I dress down.
Like I'll ask him to dress up and he won't. And then at the last second, one year he actually put on his exercise stuff. He wears like really tight, are you surprised, spandex. And he was, you were a Sportacus. He was Sportacus from that kid's show.
Right.
I forget, what's the show called?
Lazy Town. I inspired children.
You know what? Like, oh my, you look like that guy. That's perfect.
Well, you should have seen him with his spandex pants on and the little outfit. And then his bag full of beer in it, too. Of course, because every dad that goes trick-or-treating has to bring.
And I think Sporticus would approve of the bag.
Yeah,
Sporticus was drunk. I mean, there's you if no you have to
about it.
The stuff. And
if you have to do this every time you like go anywhere. He doesn't let me do it
like knitting. Boom, boom.
It'll be a jetpack filled with six packs.
Yeah, a jetpack of six packs.
I'm working on it.
Good move.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good idea.
I think that's something that I could get into.
So Justin, is it is it like go to a bar in costume kind of? What's the event? Or do you just stay in your house dressed like Mario Brothers?
Not only, I just stay in my house, and I don't answer the door. I don't like trick or treaters, so I dress up, I turn the lights out so they don't come to the door.
Right.
And, yeah.
That sounds horrifying.
No, so actually, Halloween is my birthday, so I usually find something to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's my favorite. It's literally my favorite time of year. I was married on Halloween. So,
really?
Yeah,
that's unusual.
My husband's parents both passed away, but they were married on Halloween too.
Oh, that's fun. Great.
Yeah. So no, it's cool. It's fun. There's always a reason to party.
That's
I love Halloween. I dress up every year. I'm that creepy lady that you get candy from that I'm dressed in costume as well at the door.
That's something I'm making to show you guys.
Yeah, I'm psyched about Halloween. Our son has a Halloween parade at school, and I told him I was going to come in my costume, and he said, "No, mommy, no, you're a parent. You don't have to. You don't have to wear a costume." I'm like, "No, but I want to." And he's like, "No, no." I'm like, "I could do the parade with you." He's like, "No, you're going to sit and watch. You can't wear it. Stop." He's already saying stuff like, I might embarrass him a little bit.
I think from the age he is now until, oh my God.
Okay.
Well, that's your backpack.
Oh my gosh. So it's like a little chest. You open it up.
Yeah.
On the top of the face. It's a jetpack.
Does it light up? Do bulbs go in there?
So it's not done. This is a work in progress. I have to put the hoses on. Got some things to make it light up at the bottom. But this is a wine caddy. Do you see it?
This is brilliant.
Virgin bottles.
And this is you get tea in it. So this is a little tea thing. The whole thing is zip tied together. So I used a drill and zip ties. These are laundry detergent.
Yeah.
See?
Very clever.
What's the cordage that you wrapped it up in? Because it looks totally like steampunk almost.
So that's what Adam's going to be. This is part of his costume. So this is the laundry thing, right? And then the cap, and I took the laundry cap upside down and stuck it in. And this is the funnel. This is what I do when I'm bored.
I feel so good about myself right now because I think of stuff like that as well.
Like, that's pretty awesome. And are those light sockets in there that we're seeing when you turn it?
The lights are going to go, but this is actually the funnel, like, which is pretty cool. And then I just tied some old leather and a jute ribbon around the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was asking about. That looks like it's, you know, right out of the Terminator.
So the tricky part is how is it going to go over him? So I've got a backpack upstairs that I've constructed. So I'm actually going to staple the backpack to this. Yeah. So, so these were water guns. Can you see that? So these are like bright. Yellow clear water guns.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you guys have ever used it. It's called Rub and Buff.
No. I use that all the time, but not for that.
Yeah, no. A different show.
Rub and Buff is
sorry.
Like this really cool, it's a really cool kind of a paint wax combination, and it's everything easily.
What do you, so you spray it on?
No, you just kind of rub it on, Rub and Buff.
Is that right?
Oh, my goodness.
Is the weaponry functional?
This shoots little torpedoes, but green, so it doesn't look real.
Shoots little torpedoes.
Can we? I think we might need to change the subject based on the just sheer density of double entendre here.
That's fantastic.
That is really, really good. You got it. You got to take pictures of him with the lights on and all the stuff. So, how does the wine come out of it? We're drunk.
Yeah, getting back to the point.
Wow, this is crazy. Look, so I literally drilled holes through the sides and zip tied it. I don't know if you guys can see how that is. Yeah. It's easier than you think.
You gotta do a how-to on that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it must.
Secret.
What is wrong with me?
That's sensational.
Yeah.
Well, the cool part is that you don't need to be a master carpenter to do fun crafts that actually look like they're professionally made. You just need a drill and zip ties.
And a lot of imagination.
You just need a drill and zip ties.
For inspiration.
Oh, we have an open fire here. We're going to let Jay Vergara in.
Yeah, well, you've got like, well, I think Tara wanted to, Tara producer wanted to pop back in. So I'm going to leave that open for her for right now. But yeah, our fire just sort of fell out. Let's see it.
That's a lot. Why don't we get Tara to do that? We'll show the fire in the yard.
Yeah, let's watch our house burn down. It's pretty cool.
This is my backyard safety lecture. We have a wood stove. This is a wood stove that goes inside your house. And so many parts were broken on it on the inside. Teresa had the wonderful idea of putting it out here in our garden.
Because you just definitely want to save a fireplace that's broken.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. You know what? It's just so magical. No, actually, it is kind of cool because then we can...
I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day.
Stevedore.
Hear the whistle blowing.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
Something, something, the time away.
I'm not sure if that's good or not, dear.
I'm sure it's good.
Thanks for cleaning that up, babe.
Yeah, we had a...
So we don't have a lot of time left in our little hanging out tonight. Do you want to make the drag pumpkin?
I just wrap your apron around it.
No, I've got feathers and I've got glitter and glue and paint and all kinds of stuff over there.
Why don't we get Anitra up here with her Tide bottle? And
but I've never seen you craft before.
And
maybe we can do that in our later time.
Yeah, we'll grab
some. I'm
gonna
do that tomorrow. I'm gonna totally make a drag pumpkin, and I'm gonna send you pictures because I've got all the stuff.
Like Marie Antoinette. Do you have like an old bird cage you could stick up in there, or some cool little boat?
Wow.
Drag.
I had bird cages, but I use them for other things. Of course, I had. Of course, because everyone does, right?
Just think of that. You had these bird cages and you didn't think of using them as a Marie Antoinette hairdo. I don't know what.
No, I used them for like cupcakes and stuff.
Maybe I would have done the
anyway,
same thing.
Anyway, so that's a really good idea because they always had those strange objects in their, you know. The boat, the wooden boat. Like, that's the most ridiculous thing ever. Yeah.
One of my favorite things about this entire blab is, Anitra, that you're sitting there with that. Like it's your friend. You know what I mean?
Last minute idea.
What's the thing?
I did not spend any money on this. This was all.
It shows. It shows.
No. Whose skull is that?
This was from the dollar store. They have them now. Like, I bought them last year, and I painted them gold. And drilled their head, put flowers in them, but I had one undone. So
nice.
Oh, I know.
I
Anitra.
Really like that, drilling their heads and making little flower things. I've done that with monkeys and stuff before. I've never done that with a skull.
This is my question.
It's amazing what you can make into a flower, like you know, like a place to put fresh flowers.
I have a question, Lynn.
No, I wanted to show off Jack's little pumpkin he made. My intention was to make this into a witch, and then he used his own interpretation. And do you notice it has a lot of similarities to the way his father creates pumpkins?
Rasta!
He's got the little black thing on his face, like he's like a prisoner.
It is a sort of a Rasta / Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle / POW.
Maybe we watch Bad Boys 2, maybe we don't.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. He's seven.
And this is his interpretation of a witch. It's sort of a Rasta bondage witch kind of thing. I think it's totally fine for Halloween.
Give you some feels for that.
I told you they were calling feels. I was calling them ropes earlier.
No, you weren't.
I was calling them feels, and you said, no, they're props. They're feels. I'm calling them gropes from now on.
They're not gropes.
Here you go, Justin.
That means you're groping his armpit.
Oh, nice.
Gropes. Anitra, oh, I'm gonna knock you a couple.
Oh, I don't want Anitra anymore. I want a poor internet signal.
Oh, I think we should.
Well, we have Tara wanted to come in. I think we should take a little closey up of your pumpkins before we get out of here.
Oh, let's do a final beauty shot.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to see you use some glitter and some glue, though.
I don't even know where it is or what it does.
It's right there.
Why am I on the hook for that?
Because it's too easy for me to do it. I want to see you put on the apron and the tiara, channel your inner princess, and see what you can do with the mean feather. What? The gauntlet has been thrown.
All right. Oh, hold on. I got to stretch.
Got to stretch before he does this. This comes from Mr. Spartan, who gets up at 5 o'clock every day, runs 7 or 8 miles, comes back, fills up a bucket with rocks, runs around the neighborhood, climbs around on the pergola, does bicep curls with pallets.
Yeah, but it's when you stand up from sitting on the floor that you hurt yourself.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what, that can take a man down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That's why you make that sound when you get up off the floor. That's the only time you make it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just so that I hear his pain and suffering for standing up, despite the fact that he pays people money so he can run up and down a mountain throwing a spear. But that's cool. Oh, he's going after it. I'm going to see what he's going to do. Does he know where the feathers are? Tara, can you get out the feathers for Mark? Do you know where they are?
Oh, I don't need the feathers.
In the plastic, my little bin?
What is
my bin?
I'm leaning closer to it as if I'll be able to figure out what he's doing, but I won't.
Oh, thank you, Tara.
Oh, yeah, she's got my bin. This is my little, my crafty bin that I use when my 7-year-old and I want to make just random art and stuff. I have a little bin of googly eyes and spark loops and stuff. We lost your video.
What? No, we can see everybody.
You can see him?
Yep.
I can't see
him. I'm spinning around. You guys are good.
I need to get in there.
You gotta let us know what you're seeing.
So what I'm seeing is Mark is, well,
I gotta finish my
He's like
my structural.
Yeah, he's wasting time right now.
You don't paint it before you.
Yeah. So
the foundation.
So what you need to do.
Prep is always the most important step. Uh-oh, somebody else just wandered into the shot.
So, that's terrible.
Oh, that's funny.
So, here's my little box of treasures. So I've got paint, I've got, you know, beads, all kinds of cool stuff. Cool beads. So Mark never plays with these in the little googly eyes. He always pretends he's tired.
Oh, Hi to everybody.
Huh? Is that a dog costume?
He's using a sonic, his oscillating tool.
Yeah.
I guess to fine tune it, maybe he's making like insertion points to put feathers in.
I'm sure that's what he's doing.
Oh, we lost Tara. He's open seat, open seat. What? This blab thing is actually working out for us tonight, I think.
The tech is on point.
What? The tech is doing very well tonight. We've had some hard times with this stuff, Anitra.
I'm not the techiest type of chick, but I am a pretty badass crafter. Give me a hot gun and walk away.
last night, via tech problems, we actually lost Mark and Teresa, and I ended up being the host of the show.
Yeah, he was the host, our special guest host, because our internet was so bad, and Blab is a new thing. This whole like Brady Bunch way of communicating is awesome.
But they're experimenting on us to see if it works.
They're still getting all the bugs out, but I think it's pretty red. Oh, he's so cute.
Thank you.
Hi, puppy.
Thank you.
I can't see what you're doing, though.
I'm trying to figure out what he should be for Halloween.
You're not going to use any bobbles. Are you going to show us what you're doing? Because we're almost out of time.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
He's got a lot of stuff.
There's a lot going on over there.
He's got a circular saw. He's got torches. He has an oscillating tool. He has a chainsaw. He has a drill. He's got spade bits. And he has my box of crafty supplies.
There are only two pumpkins on that table.
I've got tons of stuff, but he is not reaching for anything yet that is not. Oh, what is that? A feather? You put a feather inside the pumpkin. I think he's going for another feather. I think they might be the turkey feathers or the peacock feather, which feathers Mark is fancy of. He's going for it. I hear the feathers coming out.
A lot of people might be surprised that they're actually taped together because my wife
What is this? Teresa, did you individually tape those feathers together one at a time?
No.
Where's even the box?
Right in front of me.
What else are you gonna reach for, dear? There's all kinds of good stuff in there.
There's all kinds of stuff.
There isn't a boa in there. I have a boa upstairs, though. I've got some of my friends like think that I am Joanne Fabric and Craft. Because I have basically anything that you could find at that store inside of my little working area upstairs. I could pull out anything at any time.
This is the lamest pipe cleaner I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I have styrofoam, those rounds. I have embroidery things. I have knitting, crocheting. I have any kind of paint you want to do, beads. I got these really cool animal beads at Joanne's recently. They're all those different colors. And I'm dying to do this, but it's like a treat once I finish all my other work. I'm going to spray paint them metallics and make them look like dressy animal stuff.
I always feel a little weird because, you know, I build a lot of strange things, and I often need to go to a craft store to get like letters or stuff. So usually I'm at Home Depot and I'm getting all these tools and materials and stuff like that. And then I've got to go straight from Home Depot to Michael's. And it's just such a different universe. It's very strange.
It is a different universe. When I go into a home improvement center, it depends on the footwear. So if I wear shoes that look like this, that are all effed up, that I don't get asked as much, can I help you? Can I help you? Can I help you? If I wear shoes that are like cute, oh, can I help you find something? They look at me like I am like you at Michael's, like you totally don't belong here. You should not, this is not your place, lady.
But at Michael's, nobody asks if they can help me. they pretend they can't see me, which is fine.
Why is he here? There's a foreigner among our men. Does he not understand it's for crafters only? You don't even own a minivan. Why are you here?
How's the dragon?
It's coming. I wish I could show it to you. Oh my gosh, he's flaming. Oh my gosh, you need to see this. I don't know how to get you over there. It over here, though.
Is he?
I've been reading this book about intuition, and I can use the power of my mind to move things, but I haven't mastered it yet. And I think you can only move things that are like less than 4 pounds. I don't know how they documented it, but apparently you can.
That's not what Yoda said.
Yoda doesn't make sense. His words are all in different order of really like how people talk.
He's not a person.
But he's real.
Well, yeah, but he's not a person. That's all I'm saying.
Real I am.
All I could see from this angle is
there are flames. Push. I wish and I could show you.
And then I think I see flames.
There are flames. Oh my gosh, you gotta bring this over here, kid. Kid. Come on.
He's just bringing it over here. He doesn't share his art.
You got to see this. This is insane.
All right, here it comes. The anticipation is killing me. The
anticipation is overwhelming. Yeah. Mark has gone into my go-to craft box where I keep random baubles to do stuff with the kids. And he has created for Anitra McDon the drag pumpkin. There are beads. There are feathers.
There are even feet. I didn't have time to burn his shoes.
What color shoes is he going to have?
He'll have fire shoes. Here, I'll do it right here.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, I'll give you some.
Yeah, that's pretty fantastic.
For that.
You don't need paint.
Oh my gosh, he's going to burn.
No.
Some shoes on him.
You don't need paint if you have fire.
Fire is like a natural paintbrush. Look at him. He's adorable. What's his name?
Sort of got to be a little bit of a two-face thing going on with half of the face on fire.
Well, it's more, Justin, what I'm going for there is the ethos of the Provincetown transsexual vestite.
Ah.
Trans, what are we making? Right. Drag queen?
All right. Stay there. Before we get off this, I got to take your picture. Where's my picture-taking device?
I have one right there. Yikes.
So my... walks into a bathroom on Halloween, and from the side he only sees long hair and a dress because somebody did that where one side of them was the male and the other side is the female. So he walked in onto the side and she's standing at the urinal and he's like, I'm sorry, can I take a
welcome
picture?
To Jamaica, have a nice day.
Oh, that's awesome.
I thought you were going to say that he thought he went into the wrong bathroom and then ended up going into the ladies' room.
Asked if he could take a picture, and the guy actually posed.
I like that. I really do.
I want to say thanks to everybody who's been tweeting on the side. And
oh, yeah, there's been lots of
trying
people.
Trying to get in We've and been, all that stuff. We've been jammed over here.
We have been, and it's been kind of awesome to have, like, the producer cam, too. We need to... That's our only technology thing. Like, that's awesome.
The Terracam.
We're doing really good, I think, with the Blab and Anitra. And you've been awesome for playing with us tonight and entertaining us with your crafty and your imagination skills. I'm totally into that. I'm inspired by your like wine backpack skull creation and your Robin. What is it? Robin.
Rub and Bop. Come on.
Mike is going to go online right now to order himself a case of Rub and Bop.
He looks very excited. I'm definitely going to be working on the keg backpack that looks like a jetpack.
You're still holding on to it.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome. And this thing.
This is you, Anitra. This has been you for like 45 minutes.
I'll give you both props for that.
I'm sorry we haven't been talking to everybody on the side. We are just like totally distracted by whatever. So no,
you guys are sensational for tweeting.
And we'll read all your comments and we'll tweet you guys later. Thank you for watching. And I guess we have to go. And Anitra, are you going to be posting stuff on Twitter, your costumes? All right.
Hold on. Let's say the business stuff.
What's the business stuff?
The business stuff is thank you for supporting us here.
Yes.
Thank you for supporting our partners, Hyde, Shoreline, Lamps Plus, Stacks USA.
Yes. All of our friends, our friends with benefits, the ones that make our, our fun possible.
Would naturally, speaking of that, would naturally.
And soon it will be Rub and Buff.
All the Rub and Buff you can get.
You guys are awesome. Follow Anitra, who I call secretly, by the way, I do this. I call you secretly Anitra. I think I've told you that. Yeah, I call you Anitra. I don't know why. You don't want to come in here, is what I'm saying.
I have to say, though, that my husband Mark is probably the only man that I know of that does not have a pet name for his wife.
Oh, yes, sir.
At least you never told me, thank God. So we have to go out. Thank you. Do it with Justin. Yay!
My new profile pic. See you, Justin.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Hyde tools are available at the Home Depot.
Take your inspiration into real life with Shoreline paint products. From easy pour-in-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Shoreline.com.
Pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece.